It's one of those things about that subject or whatever. It just seems to be on everybody's mind at this time. This time of year, everyone's mind is on the resurrection. Great. We should be thinking about the resurrection all the time, right? We don't have to be at a certain point in time of the year to be thinking about it. But I don't intend to take too much time. I'm not going to be up here for very long. So just in John chapter 14, verse 18. Jesus is speaking to the disciples. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. Because I live, ye shall live also. Those should have been the most comforting words they've ever heard in their life. But you know, later on, he would be led to the cross and crucified. Try to put yourself in their position. Now, granted, the Lord had been telling them that was going to happen. The Lord had been telling them, warning them that this is going to happen. This is what I'm here to do. And if they had been paying attention, like so often we're not paying attention, right? They should have been, you know, not rejoicing that he had to suffer on the cross, but afterwards been patiently waiting for him to come back, waiting for him to get out of that tomb like he said he was. But let's not be too hard on the disciples, right? We're that way too. We have the benefit of having the finished work, the finished word here. But too often at times, we're not thinking about it. That's not on our mind. But he says, because I live, ye shall live also. That was the thing, you know, he went to that cross and suffered many things at the hand of men and was laid in that tomb. And for all the accounts that I have that I read in the Bible, there was nobody that was waiting for him to come out. And you just think all hope was lost. All hope had just drained from them. They were fearful. They were hid. There was no singing of praise. There was no glorifying God during that time, those 3 days. And even when the report came that he arose, they didn't believe it. How often is that our case? Brethren, we have the finished work of Christ. We're on this side of Calvary. He's already accomplished that. That's what he told them, his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem, right? So what's an accomplishment in death? What he came to do, saving his people from their sins. He was the only one that could. So brothers and sisters, as we think upon these things of this day, the resurrection of Christ, think of those words, because I live, ye shall live also. Brother, we have the finished work. We know that he is risen. We know that he's alive today. We can't go to a tomb. You know, other leaders, you could go and see where they're resting. See where they've been laid. All we have is an empty tomb, right? I'm thankful for that. Amen. He's alive. He's in heaven today, reigning over. And he says, I will not leave you comfortless, right? He's not going to leave us like orphans. He's not going to leave us here alone and say, fend for yourselves. No, he said, I will come to you. Have you felt him today? Have you felt him during the week? Have you tasted the Lord to be gracious? Just remember those words. Because I live, ye shall live also. Like Peter would say, give us again that lively hope. If your hope is not in Christ, you don't have much hope at all. But brother and sister, we serve the risen Savior. That's where our hope lies. So because I live, ye shall live also. May the Lord bless you.